Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This story is, and it's important to each and every one of us on our daily lives. We've all seen the price of food go up. We know the inflationary trend. It's been explained to us by Professor Sylvain Charlebois, the Agri-Foods Analytics Laboratory Director at Dalhousie University. Professor Charlebois is with us now because global news story today, eggs from the UK. An egg shortage in the UK has stores placing purchase limits. And so the question is, what about us? Well, we had a situation in 2004, which was really, really serious with the avian flu. What about this time? Sylvain, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So eggs have gone up in price, but are we in any difficulty in this country, our significant difficulty approaching that of the United Kingdom vis-a-vis an egg shortage potentially because of avian flu?
Yeah, the United Kingdom is a mess right now when it comes to supply chains. The egg situation is particularly difficult. Of course, the avian flu is impacting supplies. It's the same here, by the way. We've actually had to call over 3 million birds so far. Over 200 farms have been impacted by the avian flu, but the situation is not as dramatic as in the UK. What's adding to the problem in the UK is that there are feuds between farmers and grocers. Grocers and farmers don't agree on specific prices, which is something that wouldn't happen in Canada because of our supply management regime. Supply management, so it's our quota system in Canada. We produce what we need in Canada, and typically farmers don't have to be in a position to negotiate anything, really. Prices are set based on the cost of production. So that's the beauty of the system that we have. So if anybody out there think that we're going to run out of eggs for the holidays, I don't think. Prices are going up, but I think there's going to be plenty of supplies.
So in the UK, they have limited supply and they're limiting the amounts of eggs that people can buy at the grocery stores. That's not going to happen here. You don't see that happening here. What about the longer term? How much of an issue is this avian flu just generally to the well-being of our food supply?
Well, the avian flu is likely, Roy, one of the most underreported stories of the year. It's keeping a lot of farmers up at night. I have to tell you, it's devastating because right now we're dealing with a very contagious strain of the avian flu compared to say 2004. And in 2004, we had to call over 17 million birds.
Wow.
In BC alone. So it was really a disaster. But I read the situation right now, I actually do believe that the CFIA provinces and farmers are really dealing with the avian flu in a professional and efficient manner. I have to say, I've been impressed with how they've been able to contain the spread of this virus since it's spreading through wild birds now. So it's hard to contain risk, but they're doing it. So yes, prices are going up, supplies have been impacted, but it could have been much, much worse.
Yeah. So we're confident, you're fairly confident that we will not have an egg shortage situation for the Christmas New Year season. But in the longer term, I guess we don't know what's going to happen as far as any avian flu further outbreaks or more serious outbreaks is concerned. We just don't know, right?
It will. So in terms of access, I don't think it's going to be an issue. Prices, increases will vary depending on where you are in the country. I would say right now the avian flu is hitting the West much more so than the East. We're seeing poultry prices go up by as much as 20% right now in some markets. In Alberta, BC, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, those are markets that are heavily hit by the avian flu. For Ontario, Quebec, and even the Atlantic, prices are going up, but not as much. Eggs, 13 to 15%, same situation. But again, I don't think we're going to run short. So if you're really longing for that omelet on Christmas Day, Roy, rest assured, you'll be able to eat a nice omelet.
Yeah, I already listened to you about the turkeys. Go and buy two little ones.
Yeah, larger turkeys are hard to come by.
Yeah, they're saying
it's
that. Yeah.
Harder just because, you know, the industry has adapted. Gatherings are much smaller than they used to. About 20, 30 years ago, people gathered. Families were bigger. Not anymore. And birds are much smaller. So if you're planning to host a lot of people, go with two smaller birds. The problem is that per kilo, it'll be more expensive.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.